from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
All right, let's go. You're rolling with Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN. A lot to get to on a Monday after a weekend in which we saw a lot. Want to say hello. We'll be getting underway this week on the FedEx St. Jude Championship. First leg of the FedEx Cup playoffs getting underway a little bit later on this week at TPC Southwind, and we'll be welcoming in visitors, John, from all over the world. So we want to say hello.
Yeah.
Right? This is a big week for Memphis.
I drive by it every day on the way into work, and I start to see the decorations and everything set up.
Might be having some parties out there on your deck this week for the championship. And, of course, it benefits St. Jude, a great thing for the city of Memphis. So we say hello to those folks, and we say goodbye to the Olympics. Watched the closing ceremonies last night, and that was yesterday afternoon first. And that was after, of course, we had some great scenes, both from men's and women's basketball. Women's soccer was fantastic, getting a gold medal. So a lot to get to in terms of wrapping up the Olympics. We had Danny Barlow, Memphian, Westwood's own, get a win over the weekend. We'll talk about that. Of course, I got a chance to go over to John Martin's house to watch it.
Yes.
It was fun. It was like a little reunion. Brad, I saw you at the fights as well. You were at fights.
They had another part of their camp from law school over in West Memphis while that UFC fight was going on, because they watched the fight. We were all watching it. And then I was with some of their guys from their camp. They had 2 or 3 other fighters on that card in West Memphis.
I look forward to you telling us about that as well. And then we got a look. I got a really good look. I think John got a good look, too, at just about, I think every first-round quarterback that was selected has now made their preseason debut after a nice round of preseason action there in the full slate of preseason action this week in the NFL. So we got a lot to talk about. It's good to see you, John. Good to see you, Brad.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
It's definitely good to be here. God is good all the time. All the time, God is good.
Amen.
Amen.
Any chance you get to come here on a Monday, regardless of the day, right? Regardless of the day, and celebrate what was a triumphant weekend for America. Is a good one. We know. Blessed.
It was. Well, a little disappointed on the gold medal count. But
yeah, we tied, right?
Yeah.
Now, again, China trying to claim Hong Kong and Taiwan. Again, so you're gonna have to get with them. And
is it more impressive, though, when they send fewer athletes to get the same amount of golds that we do?
They play in weird, obscure sports.
You know where they clean up? Diving.
Is that where they win a lot?
How we cleaned up in track? That's what they clean up in diving. That's where they really hammer us.
Yeah, like I just
there's a lot of medals to get there.
I wish I had more to add on that. I just did not watch any of the Olympics beyond basketball, and
You didn't check out the break?
I saw the tweets. That's what I saw from them.
Okay, you know it's not going to be back for 28.
Is that so?
So you just missed it.
Sad.
Other than the highlights, you won't
even see. Sad.
Yep.
Very sad.
One and done for now.
Yeah.
Breaking electric boogaloo.
Yeah, that definitely did not.
We didn't even get gold.
Light the world on fire. We didn't get gold, but we did medal. Okay.
We got bronze in the men's.
Australia?
Who beat France? It was the Frenchman got second. He was the only brother that I saw.
Okay.
I'm trying to think who beat him. I'm assuming it was Japan.
It was Canada.
Canada. Shoot.
Yeah.
That's right. It was an Asian brother.
Philip Kim, yeah.
Asian brother from Canada. That's why it confused me. I'm sorry.
Okay.
But I knew the French brother. He was actually the only brother.
Yeah.
That felt like he was in the whole competition.
Denise Saville.
He finished runner-up. I watched that final. They're actually, the best guys, yeah, okay, I could sell it as athleticism. Okay, there's a reason to have a competition here. But in the end, it's just dancing. Do we have salsa Olympic dancing? Do you know what I'm saying? Do we have other? You know what? You get my point here. It's in the end, it's just competitive dancing.
Yeah,
and I don't think we need it back, especially after not golding.
Yeah, right. I think
which is a damn shame.
And again, it looks really stupid.
This and 3-on-3, I just feel like we should own. You know, there should never be any issue. So I don't have any problem with us not bringing either one back. But I think 3-on-3 will be back.
Yeah, I think 3-on-3 will be back.
Baseball, softball coming back.
Okay.
And, of course, we've got this flag football that I've been telling you since 2018 is coming.
Yeah.
It'll finally be here.
We're excited.
You don't seem to be, but I want to keep you up to date on things other than basketball.
Well, the Olympics is over, and as you mentioned, it is a tie at the top for the gold medal count. United States and China, in dramatic fashion, both finished with 40. Looked a little dicey there for a second. Did it not, amigo?
With the women.
Yeah.
Yes. So the basketballers.
But I did not get a chance to send my Cheryl Reeve hate tweet. I was ready. I had that thing locked and loaded. I had a...
saved in drafts.
I had a Vince McMahon montage ready to post of him in many different ways saying, "Yeah, fired!" Like, I was, like, again, ready to send that. And I think maybe she should be fired anyway. Did not get to send it in good faith, unfortunately.
So Dawn Staley's not on that staff whatsoever. They were using her as a correspondent.
Exactly.
So I'm assuming she's on the committee because they asked about Caitlin.
Yes.
So she's Grant Hill, essentially, now.
Exactly. And I don't know if she's because Grant's like the final decision maker. I don't know if she's that, but she's on it.
As I said at the very beginning, you brought Bomani on and all y'all should have brought Caitlin. You see the way they were throwing the ball around to start the...
Yeah, the guard play was the issue for the most part.
Kelsey didn't hit anything. What, she had two threes?
Yeah,
but
they were pretty open.
I'll go back to the point guard play alone.
Yes.
The way they were... That's what kept France in the game early. Then all of a sudden they got confidence.
Exactly.
Thank goodness they found a way to win that game.
And Asia Wilson is an absolute monster.
She is.
I mean, she was... I know it was Copper making some big plays at the end, but...
No, if they don't have Asia, they're not there. They're not winning.
And I will say, like, Gabby Williams for France, like, bro.
She can hoop.
How is she not in the WNBA?
What did Taurasi do?
Sat on the bench.
Thank you.
I
told y'all from the get-go, it was foolishness.
And Noah Eagle's first thing after the game was over was, and Diana Taurasi wins
gets
her
another gold.
I'm like, bro, come on. Like where's your news judgment here? She didn't play.
That's what I said. Folks like her should have stood down.
Yeah.
You know, but this was about getting another gold and adding to her resume.
Exactly.
She had scored nothing. She didn't play.
Yeah.
Could have had Caitlin out there.
So, anyway, we'll get into all of that today here on the show. Joe Theismann was going to join us on Friday, but we have rescheduled him to today at 1:25. He had got back from PT, and he's had a new hip put in. And he fell asleep. So that that's
completely understandable.
You know what I'm saying?
I actually prefer it because now we've seen Jaden Daniels.
Yes, we have.
I actually watched that.
Yes, we have.
They didn't need but a drive.
Just one.
You had seen enough.
I mean, it was like Burrow out there.
He's scary.
Yeah, he is scary.
We'll get to it.
A lot of excitement for sure with the Commanders. There's no doubt about it. So we'll talk to Joe Theismann about that. I don't think I would play Daniels again.
Come on.
In the preseason?
One more. And then you don't play him in the finale.
Yeah. Anyway, we'll talk about all of that with Joe at 1:25. Respect Burgers, of course, at 1 o'clock. So that is the show today. But we have a few things that we need to touch on. Let's do a little cap or no cap.
Cap. It means lion, but built different now. It's cap.
I'm going to say cap.
Or no cap.
I'm going to say that's no cap.
On 92.9's Jason and John Show.
This was the best Olympics of your lifetime. Cap or no cap?
Well, I was around for, it was 84, but I wasn't tuned in like I am now. And I think this was our most overall medals since 84.
Okay.
So to sort of, you know, qualified, quantified, whatever word fits there. It's pretty darn good, though. Tell you what, the moments, you know, we were talking just the track moments when we were getting out of here last week, but look at the basketball moments now, and look at U.S. women's soccer and sort of their resurgence after a bad World Cup. You know, getting that, they've got the new coach now over from Great Britain, and she didn't have a very long time with them at all, and yet they look like a completely different outfit. We had, you know, you had the big save there late in that game, and so you had moments, just Steph alone in the last two games, how close the Serbia game was, obviously, but then you needed them again against France. The closing ceremony I watched from beginning to end, it was fantastic, and of course you had, it felt a little bit more special because they're handing it off to America, and you had the part that was L.A. accepting the baton and taking over in the performances there. You got Eilish, they got Snoop, and we saw him get dispatched last Friday. Because he got to go to L.A. and go accept the baton for 2028.
Yep.
And you had Snoop out there performing with Dre, by the way. Billie Eilish was out there as well as Red Hot Chili Peppers. I think it all added up because of all the stardom. And you had Celine Dion on the front end with Gaga. I mean, when you add all the, you know, the star power to the performances, yeah, actually, you know, probably was. Because Lord knows we weren't. You know, the last time out, Summer Olympics, and I'd never put a winner on here, but Summer Olympics, you know, you didn't have anybody there. It was COVID. And obviously from the ratings, we were more glued into this one than we ever have been. Obviously, Paris is a part of that. And the fact that it happened there in that beautiful city, I'm going to go yes here, that it's no cap, just because I'm more glued in than ever at this point in my life. And then with all the performances and star power, yeah. Pretty darn. I would say that LA is going to have a tough time topping it. Although with our American pride, of course, we're going to say we will.
Yeah, we will. Sure. You know, I don't really remember a whole lot from any other Olympics. So, you know, I think in terms of accessibility, in viewing experience, you know, I mean, YouTube TV made it all pretty easy. Whatever you wanted to watch, it was kind of all there. You know, with the layout and stuff. So it's never been easier in terms of that. Yeah, I mean, I think for me, again, it's just going to be based on the fact that we got the particular players for our basketball team coming together. I mean, the lob from Kevin Durant, Anthony Edwards, the guy who he said is his childhood idol.
Yep.
Like, that was unbelievable, you know, and you could tell, like Ant was saying something to him on the way back, you know, like, That was an unsung moment from that game that was overshadowed by Steph, which we'll get to. But I think for those reasons, it would be the best because, again, these collection of players, guys that I grew up on, this is their last go.
No, that's a good call. I'm glad you went there, too. And plus, it's never been this competitive. Like the rest of the world, right, made it more of a show because of how tight it was. And you had to get the best out of the guys that you're talking about.
And France,
you had to get the best out of those stars.
Played their best game.
They certainly did.
I mean, that was far and away their best
game. But you got Wimby, who's the next one, you know, the next freak, whatever, alien, whatever you want to call him. And you got Jokic, you know, the star power on the other side sort of added to in the basketball, especially. You know, the competitiveness of it, how close they were, and the fact that it took the best from our best added to the experience.
Yeah, so I think it was the best. You know, the women got it done as well in a dramatic fashion. France played their best game in both sides, you know. So it was highly entertaining. It was very, very much entertaining, you know, from the basketball side. Obviously, some incredibly dramatic moments. Lyles winning the 100-meter. You know, Sha'Carri with the, you know, taking off there, being behind in that. I don't remember which. Was it the 400 maybe? I don't know. But she absolutely dusted everybody.
No, I think there was a 4x1, the relay.
4x1, yeah.
Yeah.
And then the Hall.
Quincy Hall.
Yeah, Quincy Hall's. I mean, he was the absolute hawk down.
400.
So those are probably the ones I'll remember. And then just like, obviously, the Ant Lob and just the sheer brilliance of Steph in that fourth quarter, you know. And honestly, against Serbia, too. What he did in that first quarter against Serbia, they needed every bit of it.
Absolutely.
So that's probably what I'll remember from this Olympics. I don't really remember a whole lot in terms of moments from 2020, the 2021.
Because I'm saying, nobody was there, first of all.
Yeah.
We weren't as glued in from the ratings and everything else.
Exactly.
You know, it just wasn't the same.
I mean, yeah, that 2021 team was like, you know, JaVale McGee, Zach LaVine, Chris Middleton, you know? I mean, it was just like a bunch of, like, they were good. And they won a gold medal, you know? So credit to them. But it wasn't this. It was just not this. I mean, Topps has a one-of-one that they are putting out of Kevin Durant, LeBron, Steph, all auto, all from Paris. That there's only one of these in circulation ever.
Wow.
And if you buy, like, you know, the card, like there's like a pack you can buy, Olympic pack, they are inserting it into one of those random packs. So, I mean, that's probably a $10 million card if you
good
get it.
Good grief.
I mean, Steph Otto, Kevin Durant Otto, LeBron Otto, Olympic gold medal. I mean, I think somebody would absolutely pay $10 million for that. It's the only time they've ever all been on a card together. So, you know, hopefully we can get our hands on that. You know, I'll come into work the next day. I will say, I'm going to let you know I got it.
That sort of should get you, revitalize you on grabbing packs again.
Yeah, I would like to have some cards from this team
this
anyway.
From your house.
Because I enjoyed it. I enjoyed this run for them. Even if they never covered the number, I enjoyed the greatness, you know, of the individuals. And Tatum, you know, and Tatum as well.
Wasn't he awesome?
He
did more than Halliburton, bro. I mean, he shouldn't be taking all the arrows. Halliburton got a free medal.
But he's on Instagram talking, reposting things. Saying,
I mean, he started a couple games, bro.
He did. But
what was Halliburton doing?
He was on Instagram posting tweets.
Unplayable.
From people saying, we will avenge Jason Tatum. Like, keep in mind, Jason Tatum didn't make a single jump shot in the whole Olympics. Like, he didn't make a single jump shot in the Olympics. Look it up. So, I mean, Mama's on Twitter crying about his playing time. Like, what are we doing here?
Yeah.
I honestly thought it made him look like a baby.
Yeah, well, we mentioned that last week with Mom coming out. I didn't think it was a great look.
But then he does the Instagram thing, Jason. I mean, it's like, bro, you're a gold medalist. You're an NBA champion, you know. You
mm-hmm.
you weren't good. You weren't good in this setting. Like, it's not – I know you were – like, you're not entitled to anything just because you won 2020. Like,
he
had a lot of
calm down. I mean, his time really is set to be the next Olympics because you would think there's going to be a handing off from LeBron and from KD.
There's no question.
And it'll be your time next Olympics. Like,
there's no
stop
question.
Crying.
There's no question.
I think this kind of trickles off of and kind of comes back from the whole not winning NBA Finals, MVP, everything else. He's just sort of been in a little bit of a you know, after winning the title, what are they going to say now? You got that from Steph. You ripped that one off. I mean, it's sort of he's looking for this respect that ultimately, bro, you're not going to get by running your mouth or having your mom do it. I mean, I felt like KD was in the same thing. When you go over to Golden State, he wins a couple titles. He thinks all of a sudden he should be crowned. He's still looking at criticism on Twitter. He doesn't like it. Like, you're not going to be able to control that. And so just go out and, you know, earn it by not running your mouth and just performing, bro. I mean, I just think that's the – I say not running your – that's the best way to it.
Exactly.
You know, he's not going to win this way. It makes you look like a crybaby.
Exactly. Now, I don't know if you –
I like Tatum.
I made my best guess
choices
for 2028 if you'd like to hear it. I mean, it's easy. You know, you've been killing my lists. Why don't you just kill my 2028 suggestion while you're at it?
In terms of what?
The next team. Our next team.
Oh, you've made the team already. You've done Grant Hill's work.
I want to get your thoughts on
it. Okay.
And you tell me who you take out, who you agree with, who you take out.
Go right ahead.
Point guard.
I already know. You and Sane already got John on the team.
Jalen Brunson. Tyrese Maxey. Ja Morant.
Okay.
Two guard. Devin Booker, Ant-Man. Three, Jason Tatum, Jaylen Brown.
Well, they need to fix the wrong that was not having Jaylen Brown in this one.
Four man, Paolo, Cooper Flagg. Five man, Bam, Chet, Klingon.
Yeah, I don't like your five.
Well, Bam's going to be on there.
What about Mobley?
Over who?
I'm getting about tired of Bam.
But he's only 27.
And Chet gets pushed around in there. He got pushed around in there last year.
4 years from now.
I don't
now
want him playing.
4 years from now.
No. Yeah.
So you don't.
I would just have. I'd have somebody ahead of him. You know, whether it's Mobley, a Jaren in there, you know, possibly in the four mix. I don't mind your. I think it's fine, but I'd hope some other guys would make a push to get above Chet.
And Klingon,
yes. I like that you've... Klingon might be perfect because a Klingon-Jaren combo, I would tell you, is deadly defensively. And that's what you need. I mean, you shut down the rim.
Yes.
for everybody
yes.
with those two. And so, I don't know, Klingon might be the guy. What were we talking about that Friday?
Yes.
I didn't mind
yes.
Klingon in 4 years.
Yes.
Because, yeah, I think he's going to be that rim
be
protector
on there.
You want.
Cooper Flagg's going to be on there. So, I'm
not pushing back on those two.
Devin Booker and Ant, if they want to play, are on there.
Yeah. Do you need 3-point guards? You know, that's the question.
Yeah.
That's a question mark.
Yeah, it is. It is.
Might only need two.
Like people are getting mad at me that I had Ja third. Like, folks, Ja Morant wasn't even on a World Cup team. Like, he has not been in the U.S. basketball system. So it's a big leap to include him in this.
Well, I'm going to tell you the one thing about your three. I don't like any of those three defensively.
Right. Yeah.
Brunson, Maxey, or Ja.
That's true.
And that has to be a factor.
That's true.
In terms of who you're picking.
Like, who's
I mean, that's why Halliburton could
Drew
be out there.
Drew brought that.
You Drew, know. Yes, yes, so, that's why Drew was there.
So who's the Drew Holiday in 2028?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know.
Because it's not him. He'll be 38.
Right. I'd like to see Ja pick it up. Lead the league in steals sometime between now and 2028. I think that's possible.
Yeah.
You know, show him you can that end is important to you.
Right. Somebody said De'Aaron Fox, but he'll be 30, you know, and I'm just not really sold.
You put this out on Twitter, huh? I bet you got a lot of feedback on that.
I did get a lot of feedback.
I'm sorry. I missed Twitter yesterday.
People were like, you know, you don't have to be on there all the time. I just threw it out there because I want to revisit it in 4 years. But people were saying Halliburton really didn't belong on this team. So
no, but they picked him over Brunson coming back.
They did.
As a distributor type guy. He doesn't play because ultimately defensively he's killing you.
Right.
Anyway, I mean, you know, what good was he anywhere? But they had that to their point. I mean, it's fair that he would be on a list right now over Brunson. They picked him over Brunson.
Right, right. No, it's true. It's something to consider. But I think I'll bat 75% on these. I saw a tweet today that already had Chet Paolo Flagg earmarked, apparently. Again, I don't know if it's true.
Is Chet just destined? I guess he might be. He did play last year. I mean, I would rather have him at the four overseas.
Well, you would mix him up. I mean,
the dude ain't going to be, you know, have a clinging body in 4 years. He's still going to be a skinny.
I think Jaren has a hard time in field because it's five fouls. And so
I think it could be easier for Jaren when you're not playing him at center. When you've got him at the four, which is his proper position, he's got a big next to him just like here.
Yeah.
He could shine for you there.
Yeah, I mean, it's just something to think about,
it's
man.
A four who can stretch the
he
floor.
He didn't play well in World Cup.
He didn't, but they had him in the wrong spot. They were playing him at center. Remember, we were talking about it with Sane.
Take that up with Spoelstra.
You never put him next to Kessler. You never put him. You had him playing center. It's just not what he is.
Yeah, plus Spoelstra's going to be the head coach. So you know Bam's on that thing.
Yeah.
So that's a.
How many times has he played now? This was his second or third?
So this would be
feels like his third.
Yeah, I mean, Kevin Durant played in what, five, four?
Four now for him, so which is Bam, tied with Melo, I think.
Right, so Bam will play in three, and he'll call it.
Enough.
What's wrong with Bam, dog?
What did he average from a rebound standpoint?
Oh, no, he didn't play that much.
Why do we need him again? That's what I'm saying. He didn't play for a reason.
I mean, Anthony Davis didn't really play that much either.
Give me Mobley and Klingon before I send Bam back over there. I'm tired of him. He does nothing.
Yeah, like, it just kind of felt
and
like...
We've already given him gold. It's time to move on.
It felt like it was a lot of Joe Embiid.
Yeah, it was.
It felt like that's...
And you said he's going to play for Cameroon next in 28. Didn't you tell me that?
That's his goal.
Are they going to be good enough to qualify? Because you got to have someone
with
them
now. I don't know what group they're going to have to be in.
So that's a commitment, because then you're going to have to get him qualified.
Oh, yeah, he's going to have to qualify.
You're going to have to get him qualified.
Yeah. So I'd have to look into. But he wants to do it. So.
Watch out for Mobley on the next one, dude.
Watch out for Mobley.
Yeah, I thought everybody likes Mobley. I'm surprised that Chet's such a hot pick.
Yeah, exactly.
See, he doesn't fit at center.
I mean,
if you're looking at him, it needs to be as a four.
I mean, he's a beast with the blocks, as is Klingon.
He gets pushed around that Dallas series.
Well, I mean, let's see what happens in 4 years. That's the hard part of this. Like, you're having to, like, project out that far, and all we have is what we most recently saw. I mean, somebody else mentioned a good one. Lively is going to be in the mix. You know, you got to think 4 years of improvement. He already, like, made an impact as a rook this year. 4 years of Lively, like,
Jaren would be in the mix for best power forward in the league in 4 years or not?
He should be.
Yes.
I mean, I don't think
possibly
he'll be.
Possibly with a couple more, one more Defensive Player of the Year award.
Like, Paolo is a
get
four,
back
right?
To that
you
role.
Consider Paolo a four?
I could play him at the wing.
He's kind of anything.
He's a combo forward is what he is.
I mean,
you can play him both. That's what's great about it.
He played the five with the World Cup.
I could play Paolo with Jaren at the four.
No, that's true.
Go real big.
Yeah.
Have Klingon or whoever at the five.
Yeah. No, I mean, Paolo could be, he's not, he's got a, upgrade that shooting. You know,
I like Paolo. I thought it was. We saw it in the playoffs, dude.
Yeah,
we saw it.
But I think Paolo might be a four more than a three. Again,
just calm down.
We can argue. I mean, it's like Penny
trying
says,
to get all your clients
positionless.
On there. Trying dude. To get every Lyft client on there. That's all you're trying.
Jai just doesn't average enough steals for you. Okay,
it's not for me. Jai defensively has to improve. That's on Jai. That's a fact.
I'm just saying. You know, Nike gonna be pushing for that. Nike gonna be pushing.
Oh, we'll be there. We'll be there in 4 years.
And he should be. I just, as long as he stays on the straight and narrow, I don't really see any way.
He's gonna be the draw.
Yeah, exactly. Because you need some stars, bro. I mean, that list I had is pretty lacking in stars. I mean, Ant-Man, Jai. Paolo, you know, we need some stars. Need some stars big time. All right, Stephen Curry, Wardell, Chef, was the real MVP of the 2024 Olympics.
You can make a good case that he was just based on the performance in the last two games. But I still think it's Cap because you have to give it to LeBron. They were dependent on him, relying on him the whole way through.
Whole way.
Pool play all the way through to the final game.
Yep.
And he lived up to it.
He did.
LeBron was fan. And so the right guy got MVP, even though those last two games, you're lying to yourself if you weren't sitting on the edge of your seat for Steph, for the way he was shooting him for three, for what he was doing. No, they got it right. But Steph had a good case because the last two games were so good. He was 17 of 27 from three in the last two games. 9 of 14, and they needed every bit of it, like you said, against Serbia, and then 8 of 13 against France. He got unlocked the last two. It was good to see. But no, not the MVP. It was good to see. He did make the All-Olympic team. I don't know if you saw. There was two Americans, Steph and Bron.
You weren't keeping him off after those performances.
It was brilliant.
It was. I mean, and just some of the pictures that came out with him flicking it over Victor Wembanyama, it was as good as it gets. I mean, him doing the night-night to the crowd in Paris, obviously it was to the American side, but that was iconic. Now, you know, what was amazing to me is that even as the French cut it to three, there was never any doubt that the United States would win the game. Like, it wasn't like...
No, I didn't feel like Serbia.
Oh,
no,
they cut it to three.
Yeah, that, you know? Serbia was feeling like a loss.
Yeah, like, it felt like France was, like, just there. Doing the best they could to cut the deficit, but it was never like a threat. But those shots were they were like the best you've seen in the Olympics. I mean, over the players that they were over, and just like this in succession, the way they were. Not the MVP, but I think he definitely provided the memory from the, like, that's what you'll remember.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that LeBron block on the Dancing Bear in the first quarter was sick.
Sick.
That was awesome.
He got dunked on, too, trying to take a charge. Again, I give LeBron credit, man, taking charges 39 years old.
Yeah. And
trying to.
That was, like, again, like, we're never – it's possible we never see that – like, undeniably, Durant, LeBron, Steph are the faces of a generation. Like, just no doubt about it.
Mm-hmm.
And we may never quite get that assembly of players on that team again. I mean, I don't think, like – 2020 had that, 2016, you know, and also, like, the timing of it, right? Like, the Steph's first.
Yeah.
Everybody's his first and last. Everybody's last, like, the last ride, kind of. Like, just the stakes of it and the implications.
You don't think LeBron will try to pull a Diana Taurasi 4 years from now?
In L.A., he's going to ask for it. In fact, he will expect
it. At what, 44?
Even if he's out of the league.
At 44?
Well, he'll be, 43? Because he was 39 this go-round.
Oh, he'll
be 43 years old.
That's like...
I'd like to see him, but he only has the three golds, whereas the Durants of the world got the four. Carmelo, I think, four. So I could see him wanting another one.
He'd have to still be in the NBA.
And pointing to... He doesn't have to be. You can give him a sort of honorary spot because he's freaking LeBron James.
Man,
and
that's
you put
a
him
joke.
On, you put him on there just to get the fourth. I'll tell you what, if you do it, just make it an extra spot. Well, can you not do that? Is it 12? What is it, 12, 13?
It's 12.
And your mandate, that it can just be that. Olympics stipulate that. You can't have a 13th.
I mean, I don't know.
If you could, I would say just make it an honorary spot, make him the 13th. If not, yeah, let him take one of the other ones. He's in L.A., bro.
I know, but if he's not playing,
he's going to want to run
it. It doesn't matter. If he's not in the league.
There is nothing that stipulates you got to play in the NBA to be on this team.
I know, but if he retires.
Freaking sent Christian Laettner on the freaking dream team.
Okay, but if he retires, you want to put a retired guy on the bench?
I'm saying he will want it still retired. If Diana Taurasi can sit there and get another goal.
But she's still playing. I can't do it, man.
He's a GOAT.
I can't give it to
you. It's going
to
be in L.A.
He can't retire and have a spot. If you...
Man, I don't. Man, he just got the MVP. If he wants to come back and get a spot, absolutely. And I ain't LeBron Stan. I'm not even that dude. He has earned another spot if he wants it at 28.
Even if he's retired?
He was just your MVP.
Even if he's retired?
If he had sat down and you'd barely used him here, yes, you'd say, LeBron, it's time to ride off. If he wants it, he can have it based on this.
Man, just give him a medal. He ain't got to have a spot on the team.
He earned it with this performance.
He 100% did.
Okay, then.
He earned his gold medal with this performance.
If he wants it, you're agreeing you're okay with him having it.
No.
You're just saying he shouldn't want it because he's going to be retired and done.
No. If he retires,
bro,
no spot.
It's a chance, again, to even add more to the legacy and the greatness to really be called the GOAT.
If he doesn't retire, I'm cool.
And then what if he's useful? What if he's useful?
But he can't retire. Can't retire. If you are not
retired. That's ridiculous.
No.
That he has to still play.
I think it's ridiculous that you think he should have a spot even if that man says, I'm done playing basketball.
Based on what we just saw, he absolutely should.
What about Michael Jordan? Dude, how come Michael Jordan, we don't give him a medal to Jordan?
He shot 66 because we weren't having to depend on Mike at the end. We had everybody else.
But he's the GOAT, though.
This dude we had to depend on. Who knows, in 28, Tatum still might not be ready to step up. You still might need LeBron at 43 to do it for you.
Hey, look, I don't doubt that, but I'm just saying, where do you...
I'm not going to argue with you on this. If he wants it, it should be given to him.
This is crazy.
We can have a discussion on whether LeBron should want it if he retires.
Well, we know he'll want it.
That, I think, is a discussion.
Look.
If he wants it, you absolutely move. Grant Hill, move over. Set up his locker right now.
Damn. That's crazy.
What are you talking about? You should be the guy clamoring for this.
Chauncey Billups just called. He says he wants a gold medal. Gonna give it to him?
No.
Chauncey Billups
didn't just lead us. If we didn't have Chauncey Billups, we lose the gold. If we didn't have LeBron, we lose the gold.
Okay, but let me ask you this.
What he did was amazing. It should be awarded in some other way besides gold, and that should be a spot reserved if he wants it.
Larry Bird said he wants a ring from 2024.
Now, what I worry about is if you let him on, then KD going to want to run it back. Then Steph going to want to run it back.
It never ends.
But that should not be on LeBron's shoulders.
But I'm just saying, you can't...
Stop. This is ridiculous. You should not argue about whether LeBron
as a retired player.
Bro, you trying to put Ja on the team before he's even earned it.
He will have earned it by 28.
That's what you're banking on.
He will. He will have earned the spot.
That's what you're banking on. I'm telling you, a man who's already earned it, and you're saying no, he must move on.
No.
He must ride off into the sunset.
I'm saying
you don't get to make that call.
If he retires...
If the dude is barely hanging on here, I'm with you. If it was like a wasted spot, you just needed every single bit of sweat you got out of him.
All right, let me stipulate this. Say after this season, LeBron calls it a career. He says, I've had my time.
Well,
in the NBA.
Then the likelihood is he ain't gonna be any kind of shape in 3 years or whatever.
Right.
But again, I would still tell you honorary whatever else.
You don't expect LeBron to retire after this year,
bro? Give me LeBron for Tyrese Maxey. You trying to put Tyrese on
43-year-old LeBron?
Yes. I don't need Tyrese. You wait till 32,
bro.
LeBron, yes, you just do. Sorry,
that's crazy.
We're gonna go with another couple of point guards. We're gonna go with two point guards,
crazy.
So we can have LeBron on. I don't even think this is remotely controversial.
What about KD?
Based on what we just saw.
What about KD?
I would have been against it before the Olympics, probably. And then I just watched us need every bit of him.
So you want us to bury our young talent? I'd agree with you if it was Halliburton's spot. I'd say he could have Halliburton's spot. But you want to bury our young talent for a 47-year-old LeBron James?
I don't even, all his dramatics and all the stuff I can do without, But this dude has earned it.
Man.
And that's respect. That's what that's based in.
Respect.
You got to be an active player.
I feel like he's trying to make this a hot take. It shouldn't be one. This should be a no-brainer based on what we just saw.
I want to make sure we're on the – you're saying that LeBron, even if he's retired
– Yes.
Deserves a spot on the roster.
If he wants it, he deserves it.
A player spot.
That is exactly what I'm saying. Is that controversial?
Yes! We've never seen that before.
He was just the MVP.
We've never seen a retired player get a roster.
It's what's going to add to his GOAT legacy. And you know what it'll do for him? It'll make guys like me that were still holding on for Mike. It's what I tell my kid in every conversation now. I'm losing. I'm losing because this guy still being great at this age, I don't care about the titles. Set that to the side. Mike could not do this. Mike did not do this. This important to this Olympic team that absolutely needed everything from its greats to beat the rest of the world this time around. That's amazing what he accomplished.
Yeah.
This go around. Yes, and I think as a result of it, he deserves
it. But so does Larry Bird get a Celtics championship ring?
Remember, Larry's back, bro, when we put him on Dream Team, was gone. He had to lay down on that thing when he came out of games.
I just feel like it's just.
And it was done. His career was over. LeBron go give you more than Larry did.
I mean, this is like we were watching First Take, like the Chiron or whatever would say, Smith, LeBron gets spot even if retired. Like,
I will say,
I don't think you keep making the retirement part a huge.
That's the biggest
that it
part
hinges on that.
That's the biggest part, for
bro.
Me.
We
if he's still playing and he's decently like good or whatever, I'm fine with the honorary spot because there's probably nobody that would meaningfully improve.
Why
over
does
him.
He still have to be playing though? He's because, still going to be the GOAT.
Because like if he retires this year, there's no like you're done with basketball. It's over. Your career's over.
Yeah.
You're calling it.
Yeah.
But if he's still playing in it, which
I don't want an out of shape LeBron, but I don't think he's going to do that.
I think there's too much pride there.
I think he's
going to
play another 2 years at least. I don't know. Yeah, what's he got on that contract? Didn't he redo it for two?
I think two.
That's typically what he does. Yeah, he's going to go at least another two.
Man, but it's probably a 1-1 again.
You don't think this fires him up? Want to go again? And then you got Sun on the team.
Yeah, I think it fires him up. And then
you got Sun to also fire you up.
And then this Lakers season is going to kill his soul again.
And then he's going to be asked to be traded. He's going to go join Steph.
Yeah.
One last ride.
Then they all, KD, LeBron, and Steph all join a team together. Where do they go? That's the question.
I can't believe you tried to make this even controversial.
I think it is controversial.
I think most would agree
Retire player.
Not, no. Maybe before the Olympics, you would have had me. Not after this.
But you said Jordan does not get a medal. We could not give a spot to Michael Jordan.
No.
Because why?
He's too far gone.
Okay.
Come on now. Because you're trying to make this funny. It's not. It's a real thing. No, you're trying to make it extreme and sound like I'm sounding crazy. It's what you do.
I just
you try to make my take sound crazy. It's
I don't
not.
Think it has to be crazy. I think it's radical. It's just radical. That's all. It's just unprecedented. It's never happened. We've never had, I think, a retired basketball player get a spot.
I mean, it's part of what made these Olympics so great, man, that he was so great.
That's something that a third world country
needed.
Might do, you know what I'm saying? Because they don't have enough talent. You know, we have, buku talent. We have lots of deserving
players. He's only got three, bro, you know. The other guys have got four, it's another reason to let him go get his four. Even if it's basically just sitting like Diana did.
I mean, yes. Like, I'm not saying he has to, like, contribute.
If he wants it. He may decide, no, you know what, let the young guys, and I'd respect that even more.
I don't think LeBron has ever.
Let the young guys go do it.
I don't think he's ever done that.
But at 39, what we're watching, I don't want it. I want him to decide when it's done, when it's over, when he can't anymore. He's earned that at this point. We did that with Tom. We did that. We were trying. Oh, yeah, it's time for you to go, Tom. You know, but hell, we were doing it the year he won the Super Bowl there early.
Mm-hmm.
We're saying, oh, it's gone. You know, trying to ride him. Let those guys, those greats, man, let them determine it. Sometimes it gets ugly and it's a little cringe. Dude, this guy defies logic.
Yeah.
He's beating Father Time, so let's see how long he can hold him off.
Yeah, yeah, exactly right.
And stop denying him. Stop denying LeBron and his family, bro.
Just stay active, big homie. That's all you got to do. If you're active, I'm fine with it. You know, he can have Hallie's spot. That's fine. You've soured on Noah Lyles. Cap or no cap? Olympic gold medalist Noah Lyles, mind you.
I mean, it's no cap. It's hard. It's hard to still, you know. Last week I was in here giving him a respect burger, and I think that's where we were with Noah Lyles after last week. Coming here on Monday, he had just won the 100.
Yep.
Had the chance to go win what was thought to be the easier of the two events for him and the first to do it since Carl Lewis in 84. So he had a chance to be historic. He had talked the talk, then backed it up, and that's literally what we said last Monday for respect burgers. We were in a great place with him, and this is after – you know, what's it been, a year or two since he criticized the NBA guys, telling them that's not a world championship? You know, his criticism, whatever. I'd set that to the side. But we talked about the situation with, you know, you're testing positive for COVID, deciding to run the race. It doesn't look like it's an issue for you before the race. And, hey, because I had some people point this out afterwards, and I knew it beforehand. Certainly didn't bother him in 100. But Noah is a guy who had asthma coming up. And so COVID can affect people with asthma, obviously, much more severely. So I'm not saying it didn't, but you certainly didn't make it a factor beforehand when you're walking around the athletes, whatever else, that you set that to the side. Then he's at the party, you know, what are we, 5 days after testing positive. He said he had no symptoms, whatever else. But my point is, for every other spot we saw you, except for right after the 200 when you got bronze instead of gold, COVID didn't seem to be a factor.
Right.
It was only a factor in terms of explaining why you got bronze. So there's that. And then you see the comments that he made, and some of them have been taken to an extreme or whatever else, but they've been dug up. Comments he made about Anthony Edwards and Anthony Edwards getting a shoe from Adidas, and him basically sort of not hating on it, but in a way using it to say sort of what we talk about here, trying not to push the one guy down so you can hold another guy up in comparison. But he did do that essentially in saying, I should have the shoe from Adidas, not a guy who hasn't been to an NBA final.
Right.
So you add all that up, you know, it's hard to make him sort of the guy that you held up like Carl Lewis and say, well, go put him on a Wheaties box. Yeah, he's an inspiration for all Americans. Now, if you, as a parent, you want to tell your child, hey, Noah Lyles, man, yeah, look at what he's put in. Look at what he's overcome to your child as a role model. That's fine.
Yep.
I guess it's that I'm a little bit tired of everything that comes with him,
mm-hmm.
especially if you're not going to come through and give me the Carl Lewis double like we did in 84. That was supposed to be the deal. So that's my whole thing. At some point, you got to back it up a little bit when you don't win. It can't be excuse after excuse. I'm still the best. Put all these guys beneath me, including NBA players who are world famous. I mean, there's just a little bit of air that's a little off. I want to like him,
yep.
but there's something that's pushing me away.
I agree with that.
That's just from the heart.
Yeah, I agree with that. I'm like you. I want to like him.
Yeah, I want to like him.
But I just... I get kind of weird vibes with him. I don't know if it's like...
He just wants it too bad. He wants the attention and all of it too bad. It's coming naturally. Just let your run racing... And you could add the flair to it and talk or whatever. I mean, that is part of what you know, sort of your aura, everything else, your brand. That's cool. Okay. But all this extra, the pushing down other Team USA... I mean, in the end, these guys are all on the same team.
Exactly.
Which
right.
is USA. They're having to push exactly them down right. to say you're greater.
Exactly right.
It just bothers me a little bit.
Yeah.
Not that it, you know, haven't been guilty of him, try to stay away from that stuff, but Noah's just kind of, I'd like to see him come out of that a little bit.
Because
like I said, I think there's a lot to like there about that kid.
Yep.
Especially his story.
Well said. Well said. All right, we have a few more that we're going to get to, but we're going to take a break first, including some NFL debuts of certain guys. We'll touch on that and more. Stick around. Jason and John, 90.9 FM, ESPN.
Yep. Football is approaching, and it's time to get in on the action early this season with FanDuel Sportsbook. What are your favorite NFL future bets? Hopefully you're already looking at some. We've talked about Titans and their 6.5 wins. That may be down now. Go look at the total over at FanDuel. Last time I looked, it was 6.5. Who you got in the NFC East at FanDuel? You got all that and more. Tons of different player props, passing yards, TDs, rushing, receiving totals. Also great team markets, like to make the playoffs. Bears win the division, Super Bowl matchups. I'm probably getting too far ahead of myself on those Bears. Was exciting to see Caleb this weekend, though. It's exciting to see NFL football back. And right now, new customers, you can get $150 in bonus bets. If your first $5 bet wins, there's no better place to get ready for the football season than on FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook and official sports betting partner of the NFL. Again, just visit FanDuel.com/JaySmith to sign up. You'll get $150 in bonus bets that first $5 bet hits. It's only on FanDuel, official partner as well of 929 FM ESPN. You must be 21 or older and present in Tennessee. First online real money wager. $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets, which expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call Tennessee Redline at 1-800-889-9789.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps and thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ready to expand your financial game? NerdWallet can coach you on smart strategies like choosing investments, finding your next credit card, and setting a budget that works for you. Score major points towards your summer vacation by learning expert tips for choosing a high-yield savings account and how to build wealth by investing in index funds. Slide into summer with smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Future you will thank you.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
We're back. Jason and John, I'm trying to FM ESPN. Joe Theismann going to join us at 125. Jason said if the Commanders ever win another Super Bowl, he'll be giving a ring to Joe for his contributions. Is that fair to say?
No. That's, again, another John Martin lie. L-I-E, the devil is a lie.
But maybe you think the Commanders are that much closer to doing just that after what you saw this weekend.
And they say I'm controversial. Look at you and your statements.
I'm simply positing a question.
You said you're going to come in the second segment and top me.
I want to talk about
my LeBron
the most impressive quarterback from the weekend.
Careful.
The one that had a touchdown.
I don't know if he had the highest passer rating. So you just be careful with how
Caleb's
you
behind,
quantify it.
I think Caleb's behind quite a few rookies, quarterbacks this week in terms of who outperformed who. I think Caleb a good fourth on the Mount Rushmore.
I wouldn't put him that low.
But it was an interesting weekend because a lot of rookie quarterbacks that are highly anticipated made their debuts. Michael Penix on Friday night.
They all did.
Yeah, Jaden Daniels, Bo Nix, Caleb Williams.
McCarthy played.
Yep. Excuse me, and played
good
well.
Grief, Mountain Dew.
Yeah, and played well. This is only number two. We got three coming. So those are the main ones. I mean, there were some undrafted guys who I actually thought I thought showed well, but beyond that,
where's Spencer Rattler? He played.
Yeah, he did. He played.
He was somewhere.
He let him do a game winning drive.
Yeah, he did. Looked good too. It wasn't all just first round QB.
No, there was quite a few. But who was most impressive for you?
Jaden.
You have to say it.
It hurt me to say it. If you couldn't tell, I wanted to say Caleb.
He was sensational. He was almost perfect.
That's why he only needed one drive.
Right.
And if I'm the Commanders, I'd seen enough in that game as well. Now, I'm not with John that I don't need to see him anymore. I want to see a couple more series, maybe even a half, because this will be the week where most teams, whether it's your rookie quarterback or putting a Patrick Mahomes out there. Oh, and that's a story, by the way, because they lost a starter. Did you see that? KC?
Yep.
And that decision to play him?
Yep.
But you'll see most of these guys next week, and I want to see more of Daniels. I would assume Commanders, even as impressive as he was, would too. One drive, 2 of 3, 45 passing yards. It was a third and long that I was watching on NFL Network. It was before the Bears game came on, so I was glued in that he threw the deep pass to Brown right sideline, just perfectly placed. And it's his deep ball that people have raved about, I mean, ever since his days at LSU. And listen, I'm a guy who had been on Jaden Daniels since last year, telling you, remember last November, was it, that I was pointing out on ESPN that he was like the sixth quarterback in terms of the ratings ESPN had for the upcoming draft. And I was telling you, I said, watch out, this guy going to rise. He did. I'm a huge Jaden Daniels fan, and I'm scared, I'll be honest with you, that he's going to be so good that there's going to be a day in the future where I'm wishing that my Chicago Bears had taken him instead of Caleb. So all of that said, he came out and he did what I worried he should be doing for the Bears, which was throw the deep ball, and then at the end of the drive, he runs it in from 3 yards out, untouched. There's just so many options with him. Again, the body, he's so slender. So holding up physically will be a question mark for him. But I feel I'm a lot more confident about him doing it than I was Bryce last year. So I think that speaks well to what you think about him physically. There's just so much to like. I'd have to put him right at the top of what we saw over the weekend.
Yeah, I actually watched most.
You felt like you were watching at the same time, didn't we? Didn't we text each other when he was on?
Because it was like that standalone NFL Network.
Right, game. It was the first game on that morning.
So I actually I made a quarterback report just of players that I watched over the weekend, and obviously a lot of these were you know, the rookie guys. And I would say, Jaden was probably the most impressive. Penix was okay. You know, they were pretty pass happy with him. They let him get some things off. So I thought he was okay. I like Joe Milton, but that was on Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
we talked about him.
So he impressed me. I made a note here. Jaden Daniels, obviously the top. Caleb Williams was exactly who we expected him to be with his improvisation, the third down strike to. I mean, no surprises there, right?
Ran for first down as well.
Yep. J.J. McCarthy was cooking the Raiders.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that dude was – now –
he threw a pick.
Yes. He did do that. And
but he made up for it.
And he almost had a fumble, too.
I didn't know that.
It was ruled an incompletion, but it could have easily been a fumble. But he had a 45-yard touchdown, a 33-yard touchdown, you know, showed some mobility, scrambled twice on third down for 18 yards.
Yeah, they had been worried about him in practice because Darnold had been outperforming him. But what he saw in the game from him was great.
It was really good. Although I think the Raiders secondary is also abysmal, so I think it's sort of two things kind of colliding there. Let's see who
had
else?
Two rushes for 18 yards too. Showed he, you know, has the legs to go with you know, just the winning and maybe even the passing that I doubted at one point.
You know, Spencer Rattler looked pretty good, and I mean, he didn't get a ton of time. I think he got a half, but he led the Saints on a touchdown drive and a game winning field goal drive. Looked very impressive, and Derek Carr looked awful. So a lot of people are starting to maybe the whispers week five. You know, maybe Rattler's the guy. We shall see. Bo Nix was pretty good.
I was waiting on you to get to him. He threw the ball 21 times. He got quite a bit of time.
Now, I will say he benefited from two big pass interference calls.
Okay.
One was for 11 yards. One was for 29 yards. That kind of helped his scoring drive. That's part of it. You put the ball up. You know, you hope something happens. But he was pretty good. I don't think I would say, you know, he was a top 12 pick. So it's not like, you know, you expect him to look bad. But I think, you know, in terms of what he was asked to do, you probably can't expect a whole lot more from him. They were playing him with starting receivers because they want to see him with those guys.
Everything that's pointing to, and your man, you mentioned his brother, but David Carr on NFL Network thinks that Nix will be the starter by week one. That they're just getting, you know, to your point, they're seeing him with the ones because, dude, if he's ready to roll, what you waiting on? You don't need to see Stidham out there. You know, I mean, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, get him out there. And they're pointing out, too, how he can be more Drew Brees-like than Russell Wilson was for Sean Payton. And it's not just when I say Drew Brees-like, okay, that's getting it out, right? Getting to your receivers. You're not taking a sack because the ball's out in less than 3 seconds. But also, what he brings in terms of the being able to, you know, push it forward, rush a little bit, you know, that you know, you remember how much Sean loved Taysom Hill, a running quarterback that could kind of push through? Well, Nix kind of gives you a dimension of that, of being able to sort of push it forward.
Yep.
There's just a lot of reasons like him. He's going to be the starter. I believe he'll – I'm going to go with David Carr here and roll with it, that
Nix will be the starter by week one.
Yeah, they're going to give Stidham a chance.
Why?
This week.
We've seen it.
This week I'm in preseason.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
They're going to give him a chance.
I'm just saying, there's no reason, right, why not to go ahead and make this is a situation where you may as well.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. So those are the big ones.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ready to expand your financial game? NerdWallet can coach you on smart strategies like choosing investments, finding your next credit card, and setting a budget that works for you. Score major points towards your summer vacation by learning expert tips for choosing a high-yield savings account and how to build wealth by investing in index funds. Slide into summer with smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Future you will thank you.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch, from the best bets to the sneaky underdogs. And of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.